Good morning. I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. This is the second part of our interview with Crystal Harden-Lindsay, who's the principal of Green Street Academy. And I want to talk to Crystal today about the environment around Green Street and what do we need to do to engage parents and students in not only a love of learning, but a trajectory towards a better life. So maybe you could talk a little bit about your vision for how we can engage parents in the ecosystem of your school.
So parents want to know that you are deeply invested in their community, far past their children. They want to feel invited into the space. They also want to know that you have what's best for not just their child, but their family in general. So I think the first step would be providing parents with certain services. So when we think about Green Street Academy and we're educating children, but we need to look more like we're educating families and giving and using education as the vehicle to empower them to take back and take over their community.
So this is parent training classes. This is GED classes.
Yes.
This is certification classes and technology.
Yes. And also a space where they could come, like, we have a food pantry now, but making sure that that's a vital part of what we do monthly or every 2 weeks. And you may even want to have a parent to run that food pantry and opening up that food pantry to the community in general. So you live across the street from the school, you can come over and get some bread, even though you are 60 and you don't have any kids that go to Green Street Academy. So making sure that we are a safe haven and that we're invested in the community, we're there to reinvent the community. Sometimes I think parents see educators and people who come in the community not as partners, but as someone that's just going to come in and try to fix everything and move. We want to empower them to want to do some things themselves. So providing them with resources so that they're able to do some things is going to be really, really crucial.
Where do you see Green Street in 3 years?
In 3 years, I see Green Street as probably the premier high school in Baltimore City. We are trudging against the citywide schools, those Baltimore City College and Polytechnic Institute. We will outshine those schools in the next 3 years. I know that to be true because we have worked so hard to get families on our side. We have awesome partnerships. Kids are actually learning while doing. So we have kids in our school that know how to scale fish and they work with our tilapia farm. Kids know how to harvest vegetables, and that's coupled with biology and coupled with science class. So they get a chance to witness it firsthand by doing it. And so I believe that alone makes us stand out from the rest of the city. So Green Street is going to be one of those schools where you have to kind of bar kids out because they're going to be dying to get in.
Crystal, thank you so much for everything you do for our city, everything you've done for Green Street. It's going to be a pleasure working with you in the years ahead.
Thanks for having me.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.